Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and it's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. I'm a little off the sink here today, just a little bit off. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Each year I come to you and I share my heart about this holiday. It has always been my favorite. I think I tell you that every year, so I delight that I'm able to share it with you. Last year was the every other year when my family has Thanksgiving. They come home for Thanksgiving. They go to their in-laws on the opposite year. But last year we had to combine holidays because one of my sons and his wife and his little girl were heading to China on a mission trip. And they were leaving the 27th of December, and so we needed to combine Christmas and Thanksgiving, and so we had what we called Thanks Christmas last year. My kids like to name things. Like most of you, my family is growing, and it is more difficult to get them all together with their jobs, their wives, their families, the kids, and activities. Busy lives. That's what Americans have these days. And spreading out where they live. I mean, I've got a granddaughter and her husband. They live in Minnesota. A son that lives in Kansas, and the rest of them are in Missouri yet. But during that weekend, before the Christmas portion of the weekend, my oldest son, Alden, came to me and he said, "Mom, you need to know something. You need to understand that my kids absolutely love and always look forward to being here for Thanksgiving." Now, some of his kids are grown and married, and a couple of them are in college. He has one left at home still, but they're not babies anymore. So that meant a great deal to me, because it isn't about the feast, is it? It is about the family and being thankful for all that we have and for those things we've been spared. When I talk about it, it's about the family. When mine come home for a holiday, whether it's Thanksgiving. Now, Thanksgiving, they're trying to get me to lighten up a little bit. I kind of like to do the entire meal. I'll let them bring some side dishes or if they want to make a pie or some other dessert, you know. But I like to make the main part of the meal when I do this. But part of that family togetherness is when you're in the kitchen. You're in the kitchen with the daughter-in-laws. I have wonderful daughter-in-laws. And we get in each other's way in the kitchen from time to time. But one of them said one time, and that was before we enlarged my kitchen, said, "I really look forward to this, cooking together in the kitchen." You know, that's quite a compliment to say to a mother-in-law, because I'm sure I irritate her from time to time. It's about the family. It isn't about the perfection of the meal or whether you rub elbows or, you know, going across the kitchen and get into the refrigerator or somebody else needs the sink. It's about that time together. How much can you talk when you're in the kitchen? Of course, then when the meal is done, the sons come in and they're watching their dad carve the turkey and snitching a little bit. Is it good? Did it turn out good? Is it moist? Let me try that stuffing, Mom. You know, I know that they look forward to the meal. It's a tradition meal. And some of my own sons and their wives have learned to prepare it kind of like I did with the stuffing. I actually stuffed the bird. My mother stuffed the bird, and I have followed in her footsteps in doing that. Every day we come in here. I come in here every day to the office studio. And we talk about the ugly politics every single day, it seems. But why? Why do I do what I do here? Because I'm thankful for that family of mine. I'm thankful for this nation, that it was founded to be a Christian nation. I'm grateful to those who endured so much to bring us freedom and independence. It didn't come easy. And I feel a sense of responsibility to preserve that, to let my children, my grandchildren, and yes, my great-grandchildren know you don't need to be afraid to do what is right and to speak out, to stand up for God, to stand up for what is right, for what is righteous. When my kids were really small, I'm going to take you down memory lane here, we went to my mom and dad's every Thanksgiving. I remember the first Thanksgiving, I'm going to chase a rabbit here, when I had them to my house. I was so nervous. Everything had to be just like Mom. The turkey, the stuffing, the gravy, everything had to be perfect like I thought Mom's was. Well, Mom and Dad lived kind of back out in the country, lived down in a holler, basically. You couldn't hardly get out in the winter. And we would always take the back roads when we went to their house. And we took the path, the gravel road path. We even crossed a little creek. I didn't know all the words to this song, but we would sing the part I knew, and I taught to them, my children, when they were little. I had 5 sons, remember. And here are the words to the fun song shared when we were small, when the kids were little. Over the river and through the woods, to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and the drifted snow. Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's or grandfather's house away. We would not stop for a doll or top, for it's Thanksgiving Day. Over the river and through the woods, oh, how the wind does blow. I'm sorry. It stings the toes and bites the nose as over the ground we go. Now, we were in a car, so we didn't really have to worry about that. Over the river and through the woods and straight through the barnyard gate. We seem to go extremely slow. It is so hard to wait. Over the river and through the woods, when grandmother and grandfather see us come, she or he will say, oh dear, the children are here. Bring a pie for everyone. Over the river and through the woods, now grandmother's, grandfather's cap I spy. Hooray for the fun. Is the pudding done? Hooray for the pumpkin pie. Coming home for Thanksgiving? Are you going home for Thanksgiving? Or is your family coming home together for Thanksgiving? It's early yet today. May I suggest a simple way to help share and show thanks? Involve the kiddos and the adults. Give them each a strip of paper and have them write or draw, depending on the age of the child, what they are thankful for. Then, before you pray, before you eat, read these or pass them around and have another read someone else's. Nobody has to sign their name. It's fun and it's thoughtful and it slows down the rush to eat and run. Because after all, let's enjoy the food, but let's focus and remain being thankful. No matter your age, you can always fill out a slip of paper and say what you're thankful for, or draw a picture of what you're thankful for. Happy Thanksgiving. I have some things I want to share with you today before you sit down to your turkey bird. Maybe you're traveling, maybe you're packing up, maybe you're getting ready to go. But hang in there. You can listen. I think I have some things you're going to find kind of fun, maybe boring. I don't know. I've got some history to share. And I've got some poems. You know me. I always have to bring the poems in. And I have a song. I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to share the meanings of it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann. And we wish you a happy, happy Thanksgiving.
We We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio on this Thanksgiving morning, and I hope you're having a wonderful time. And don't let the pressure get to you, okay? The turkey's going to be okay, or the ham's going to be just fine. Take a deep breath as you have to head into the car and travel if that's what you're going to do. But enjoy the family. Enjoy your friends. And I've got a girlfriend that every now and then she doesn't get together. Well, she does now because she's got her own extended family. But before she didn't have family that she couldn't always, her husband worked in such a way he couldn't always take off on Thanksgiving. So they would volunteer. They would volunteer to serve. And I thought that was really special. I'm a little selfish. I kind of wanted my family around me. But she would volunteer to serve. And I thought that was just fantastic. Now, you know that I have been a music director in churches in the past. I don't do that right now. One of the things I kind of enjoy doing is reading about the hymns, reading about the author of the hymns. This is one we sing a lot around Thanksgiving time. Of course, we should be thankful every day of the year, but we concentrate on it at Thanksgiving time. Come ye thankful people, come. You know that hymn. We pull it out about this time of the year, and then we put it back away, and then we pull it out next November. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. That's Psalms 95, too. Consider the definition of a grave site for a Christian. An inn of a pilgrim traveling to Jerusalem. That's what Henry Alford wrote for his tombstone. Now, Henry Alford is the author of the verses of Come Ye Thankful People Come. He was born in October 7th of 1810 in the Bloomsbury area of London, and even from childhood showed remarkable promise. At six, just 6 years old, he wrote a biography of the Apostle Paul. When he was 10, now think about what your grandchildren are doing at 10, he wrote a pamphlet titled, Looking Unto Jesus, the Believer's Support Under Trials and Afflictions. When he was 16, Henry penned a note in his Bible describing his rededication to Christ, and it said, I do this day in the presence of God and my own soul renew my covenant with God and solemnly determine henceforth to become His and to do His work as far as in me lies. This committed young man made a mark on Cambridge University as he studied there for the ministry. One of the deans said of him, he was morally the bravest man I ever knew. His perfect purity of mind and singleness of purpose seemed to give him a confidence and an obtrusive self-respect which never failed him. When he was ordained, Henry wrote in his journal, I went up to town and received the holy orders of a priest. May I be a temple of chastity and holiness, fit and clean. O my beloved Redeemer, my dear brother and master, hear my prayer. Henry was a powerful preacher and a brilliant scholar. He served in the village of Wimswold for 18 years before accepting the pastorate of a larger church in London in 1853. And in 1857, he was appointed Dean of Canterbury, an office he held until his rather sudden death in January of 1871. Henry Alford is remembered for his scholarly books, including his classic Greek New Testament, the fruit of 18 years of labor. His two-volume set of psalms and hymns was published in 1844. While he was laboring among his flock in the little farming village of Wimswold, where he was beloved, he visited every home, loved every soul, taught the Bible simply, and helped the people render thanksgiving. This hymn, Come Ye Thankful People Come, was written for the English Harvest Festival, the British version of the American Thanksgiving holiday. So I thought I would just share these verses with you, if you don't mind. I know we sing them in the church, but, you know, sometimes we sing the first, second, and last stanza, and we forget the third, or we sing the first and the last stanza, and we forget the ones in between. So I thought I would share them with you today. Come, ye thankful people, come. Raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in, ere the winter storms begin. God our Maker doth provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come. Raise the song of harvest home. All the world is God's own field, fruit unto His praise to yield, wheat and tares together sown, unto joy or sorrow grown. First the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall appear. Lord of harvest, grant that we wholesome grain and pure may be. For the Lord our God shall come, and shall take His harvest home. From His field shall in that day all offenses purge away. Give His angels charge at last in the fire the tares to cast, but the fruitful ears to store in His garner evermore. This is the last verse, number 4. Even so, Lord, quickly come to Thy final harvest home. Gather Thou Thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin, there forever purified, in Thy presence to abide. Come with all Thine angels come, raise the glorious harvest home. So now you know a little bit more about that hymn, than maybe you knew before. Maybe you study those. I kind of get a big kick out of studying the origin of the hymns. Thanksgiving and harvest. Then we will go through the winter, where everything lays dormant, at least in parts of the country. If you've been on the farm, know a farmer, if you are a farmer, you know the significance of planting that seed in the ground, watching it grow. First it sprouts, then you see the ear, and then you begin to harvest the corn, or the milo, or the soybeans, or whatever the case may be. And you celebrate when you get the last bit of the grain in the bin, or sell it. You celebrate. For that season is done. It is complete. From spring to the fall harvest. And during all that time, many have gardens in the backyard or somewhere, and they harvest. And through the year, through the summer, through the spring, they can or they freeze or they dry, and they put it up for the winter. The idea is to have enough during that season to get you through those months of nothing. Those months where you have the cold and the snow and the plants and the trees and everything are dormant as they rest. As they rest, we should rest. So today, think about the farmers. Think about the producers. Think about those that have toiled so hard that you now have bounty on the table for your family and your friends. Whether it be a turkey, whether it be a ham, maybe you got steak. Maybe you got roast beef. Everybody has different traditions. Maybe you have fish. My dad used to say, we shouldn't be eating turkey. They ate fish. Fish and lobster. But we always had turkey. He'd always threaten, but we always had turkey anyway. So be thankful. Be thankful, and when you pray, thankful for those who provided that food. You know, and it goes beyond the farmer. You know, you've got truckers that bring it to you. You've got industries that, whether they can or freeze, if you're not the one canning or freezing, they put it up. So much. So much to be thankful for. So many in our lives that make our lives just a little easier and maybe a little tastier. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio on this Thanksgiving morning, and we're so glad to be here with you. I don't know what you're doing right now, but I'm envisioning the hurry and the hustle and the bustle and the scurry as you try to prepare to either walk out the door with your family to head to grandma's or mom's, or you're preparing for the family to come in. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm all excited about Thanksgiving. I hope you are too, and we will be right back. Holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I wanted to tell you here, I've got a little poem. Okay, it's a cute one. This one's for the kids. They can memorize this and torture you with it all weekend. How's that? It's called Funny Bird. A turkey is a funny bird. Its head goes wobble wobble. All it knows is just one word. It always says gobble, gobble, gobble. And that's what we do to the turkey. We like to gobble the turkey right up, don't we? I came across this story that I thought was very moving, very touching. I have two teachers in my family. I have more than that in my family, but I have two daughter-in-laws that are teachers. I'm always amazed at hearing about their students, and they just do a great job. I'm very proud of them. Well, this is a story about a teacher, a public school teacher, and her name is Mrs. Klein. Mrs. Klein had her first grade students, now we're talking 6 years old, maybe seven, first grade students, draw a picture of something for which they were thankful. She thought about how these children were going to draw pictures of, you know, probably a turkey. She knew that most of the classes would probably draw that, or a bountiful Thanksgiving table, feast on it. That was what she believed and was expecting them to do. What took Mrs. Klein back for just a moment was the picture that Douglas drew. Douglas was kind of a forlorn type of child and likely to be found close in her shadow. He was very close to his teacher as they went outside for recess. Douglas's drawing was very simple. A hand. Obviously. But whose hand? The class was captivated by the image. I think it must be the hand of God that brings the food. It's the hand of a farmer, another said, because they grow the turkeys. It looks more like a policeman, another one said, because they protect us. I think, said Lavinia, who was always very serious, they said, that it's supposed to be all the hands that help us. But Douglas could only draw one of them. Mrs. Klein had almost forgotten Douglas and his pleasure at her pleasure at finding the class responsive. Just think about it. He drew a hand and the responses of these children. When she had the others at work, another project, she bent down to Douglas and she asked him, "Whose hand is it?" And Douglas mumbled, "It's yours, teacher." Mrs. Klein recalled that she had taken Douglas by the hand from time to time, and she often did that with the children, but that it should have meant so much to Douglas kind of humbled her. Perhaps she reflected, this was her Thanksgiving, and everybody's Thanksgiving. Not the material things given unto us, but the small ways that we give something to others. Douglas, when drawing a picture, remember what I said on the first segment to challenge you to have the children either draw or write what they're thankful for, as well as the adults. But Douglas, a shy child, kind of connected with the teacher, he drew a hand because he was thankful that she gave him her hand, a hand of love and protection, looks over him, a hand of nurturing, helping him learn. He drew a hand for Thanksgiving. I thought that was really a neat story. I'm going to show it to my daughter-in-law. One cries real easy, so I'm sure she'll be crying when I show her that story. But what a wonderful, marvelous thing it is, the simplicity of a grateful heart, especially in a child. A Pilgrim's Thanksgiving. Now, this I cannot take credit for, and I'm sure that I will not do it justice. But this is coming from Paul Harvey. I'm no Paul Harvey, but I always loved listening to Paul Harvey. You know, the rest of the story. Now, I was telling a friend of mine, I said, you know, you can't find the scripts. So you have to find him on YouTube, and you have to listen, pause, and I write it all out, and then I type it all out. So it's quite a bit involved when I bring you a Paul Harvey segment. But I found this very interesting, and I think you will too. In the medieval Dutch town of Leiden, in the early 17th century, the immigrants were getting restless. There was a significant immigrant population even back there, back then. The people of Leiden had a motto in those days. They're saying, as I quote, "Leiden refuses no honest people for free entry." And this was effective, so effective that within months of its first utterance, 30% of the town of Leiden was foreign-born and foreign-speaking. But eventually, I say, those immigrants grew restless. After only a little more than a decade in warm, welcoming, tolerant Leiden, the tolerated immigrants lost their own tolerance for their new home. Our children are becoming too assimilated, too Dutch. the ungrateful immigrants began complaining. Or they would say, "We aren't getting enough jobs." They complained. And predictably, after the Dutch natives of Leiden began hearing the sort of thing, they began rethinking their original policies of open doors and open arms. No, the Dutch refused to deport the malcontent, but their individual unofficial attitudes became less hospitable. And you can see where this is going. Many of the immigrants, who only a half a generation before had flocked to Leiden so gladly and so gratefully, packed up and moved out to the New World. So after the so-called pilgrims wore out their welcome in Leiden, Holland, in 1620, a handful of them got into a shaky little boat, sailed across the sea to Plymouth Rock. But there was a stowaway aboard the Mayflower, and that unseen passenger was the culture of Leiden itself. For despite their relentless struggle for originality, the pilgrims brought with them to their new homes in North America a collage of customs which Americans recognize and revere to this day. The civil registration of marriage, for example, which immigrated the then unique concept of separation of church and state. Almost two centuries later, John Quincy Adams would cite the Mayflower Compact as the foundation of the United States Constitution. But did he know the United Colonies, which the Pilgrims established in New England in 1643, the consolidation of sovereign independent jurisdiction into one nation? That was based on a form of federal government that first observed in the Netherlands, the United Province. And one thing more, back in Leiden, there was a particular celebration. It was the day commemorating the end of the Spanish siege against the city in 1574. It was sort of like our 4th of July. But the focus of those Dutch festivities, instead of fireworks, was gratitude. Thanksgiving Day, it was called. Yes, he said, I do mean to say that when you're giving thanks today, save some for the people of the 17th century Leiden, when their own immigrants emigrated to our distant rocky shore, where eventually, however, arduously, freedom was born. And as he would say, that is the rest of the story. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. I kind of almost ran out of time there trying to do a Paul Harvey commentary. I hope you got to understand and hear most of that. And now we know the rest of the story of the Pilgrims' Thanksgiving and how they were immigrants in Leiden, London, and then they decided they got angry there and they decided to leave. But they took the culture with them. I find that interesting. I find that very interesting. It wasn't an easy journey for them either. Now, tomorrow is Friday. What they call it, Black Friday. Everybody go shopping Friday. I do not do that. I do not do that. But I want you to remember, Range Magazine, C.J. Hadley, it's the perfect gift to give. And you don't have to leave the house. Go to rangemagazine.com. And order there. Now, I don't know if they'll be in the offices tomorrow or not, but you can leave a message. And CJ said a week ago when she was on the air with me that you just call and tell them you want the special that Beth Ann has. They're going to fix you up. Now, they've got the Buckaroo calendars. They've got the magazine, which you can get a year's subscription. And I'm not sure what your deal will going to be, but I think it runs $24.95. It might be better for you since you listen to me. Okay, CJ and I are good buddies. Also, check out on that website, check out her Western books. Now, they are truth books. They're not fiction books. Some of them have poetry. They have stories of the real cowboys, the real thing. Okay? And then, Galaxy Press has been a sponsor of the show. And they have a special going, galaxypress.com/Westerns. They are Western stories. They are fiction stories. You can get them in an audio book or you can get them in the books. And the books aren't very big. They would fit in a stocking. Well, unless you got a little tiny stocking. They will fit. They make great gifts for people who love to read and love the Westerns. And you know, winter's coming on. Get a book. Get a book. But go to galaxypress.com/Westerns and it's look for the Beth and Buck special. Two for one. You get two for the price of one. Now, Buck said you could get 4 for the price of 2. He just kept adding on to it, so I'm not sure if they're going to go that far with it or not. But 2 for 1. Now, the Mayflower Compact, we talked about that in Paul Harvey's commentary that I shared with you. It was a rough trip. It was a very rough trip. They endured all kinds of things. The sea was rough. And 100 people on this boat, and it wasn't like you had a big cruise ship. It wasn't like that. There might even have been our farm animals on there. And they were on the boat for 66 days. They endured all kinds of illness. I'm sure there was a lot of seasickness going on because it wasn't like it was a cruise ship where it was smooth. And I know people get seasick on cruise ships too. They also endured pirates. But only one had died. Only one died on that ship. And there were 2 births, one at sea and one right after they got off. And the one at sea was Elizabeth Hopkins. She gave birth to her first son. I'm sorry, that was after she got off. And his name was Oceanus. Oceanus. I thought that was interesting. Another baby boy to Peregrine White was born to Susanna White. And she was the one that was after she got off the ship. Elizabeth Hopkins gave birth to Oceanus while she was on the ship. So I guess they had a little bit of sense of humor with their names. But we talked about the Mayflower Compact, and I thought I'm going to read that to you. And this is the modern version of it, which means they just kind of made the language more modern. It's still the same words, just a little different. In the name of God, amen. We whose name are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, Defender of the Faith, etc. Having undertaken, for the glory of God, and advancements of the Christian faith, and honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents, solemnly and mutually, in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together into a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by future hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time, as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. In witness thereof, we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and the Scotland of 54th, 1620. I thought that was interesting. I think it takes, we need to take time once in a while and go back and read those documents that preempted. They were before our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and all that. Well, I'm not going to have time. I'm going to run out here before I share this with you. But this is a Thanksgiving poem. We'll read what we can. Getting together to smile and rejoice, and eating and laughing with folks of our choice, and kissing the girls and declaring that they are growing more beautiful day after day, chatting and bragging a bit with the men, building the old family circle again, living the wholesome and old-fashioned cheer just for a while at the end of the year. Greetings fly fast as we crowd through the door, and under the old roof we gather once more, just as we did when the youngsters were small. Mother's a little bit grayer, that's all. Father's a little bit older, but still ready to romp and to laugh with a will. Here we are back at the table again, telling our stories as women and men. Bowed are our heads for the moment in prayer. Oh, but we're grateful and glad to be there. Home from the Eastland and home from the West. Home with the folks that are dearest and best.
Out of the sham of the cities afar, we've come for a long time to be just what we are. Here, we can talk of ourselves and be frank, forgetting position and station and rank. Give me the end of the year and it's fun, when most of the planning and tolling is done. Bring all the wanderers home to their nest. Let me sit down with the ones I love best. Hear the old voices still ringing with song. See the old faces unembellished by wrong. See the old table with all of its chairs, and I'll put soul in my Thanksgiving prayers. Happy Thanksgiving to you as you sit around the table with your family, home. Think about God. Think about what you're thankful for. And in that, you will bring your heart home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSE Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.